And we're back. This is WNTW 820 AM 92.7 FM. The station is the answer, and the show is Solutions on Demand, our daily business show from 9 to 10. Each day is themed. Today is Takeover Tuesday. I'm William Eastman, the host for today's show. If you want to join us right now, the best way to do it is get on the phone, 804-454-1366. That's 804-454-1366. And now what I'd like to do is welcome back to the show Barry Duvall, president of the Virginia Chamber of Commerce. And he's going to be talking about workforce and education in Virginia. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning. It's great to be with you and John and Mike today.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's too bad you're not in here. We could have a party when it's over.
That would be great. I look forward to our discussion now, though.
Okay. I do, too, because I'm really interested. In fact, I was working on what is the next training piece, because from 9:33 to 9:47, we're doing training for the business owners. And when I saw what you were going to offer, I said, well, I'm going to stick with the workforce development and do some work around that. So anyway, Barry, what do you got in mind here for workforce development?
Well, as John knows, we have done a lot of work with local chambers across the Commonwealth. And in 2017, we had 30 public hearings around the state and surveyed over 6,000 businesses. And Bill, the net result is no matter which city or county we were in, the number one concern on the minds of business leaders, large and small businesses, is workforce readiness. There's a real demand for workers in a number of different industry sectors. And again, no matter which industry sector we surveyed, no matter which region in the Commonwealth we were in, workforce readiness is one of the top concerns. And that's a result of a great economy. Unemployment, as you know, in Virginia is 2.9% right now. It's one of the lowest it's been in history. And we have more people working in Virginia than any time in the history of the Commonwealth, with 4.4 million people in the workforce. So we are seeing opportunity for growth. I think that growth is only limited by the readiness of our workforce across the Commonwealth.
I agree. Now, there's a couple issues here. One is, what's the labor participation rate in Virginia? Because one of the things I've been tracking is the U6 number at the national level. And it looks like we're not really putting a significant dent. It almost appears to be that there are people who've given up and have left the workforce who are employable, who are now, we have a dire need for these individuals to get back in. What's your thoughts on that before we talk about?
It's an excellent point. Historically, labor participation rate in America has been in the high 60 percentile. We have seen it drop in recent years. Today in Virginia, it's 65.1%. So each percentage drop does represent Virginians that have decided not to pursue looking for jobs. So you do have the observation that you're making, which is great, that while we do have a low unemployment rate, it is only counting those who are seeking work. But even for those who are seeking work, we want to help them. And speaking for the chamber, we want to help businesses partner with the education community in order to provide a long-term workforce pipeline so that individuals who are listening to your show, and whether it's them or their children that want to have an opportunity for full employment, to make sure they have the right skills and are connected while they're in school to those businesses that are in your community, and you have an opportunity to increase work-based learning opportunities.
Yeah, it almost appears that, you know, because no business has a farm out back or nursery where they're growing them. And so we're all competing for people. So it sounds like the companies that can develop some sort of development of training and developing people, I know I used the word a couple times, sorry, but they're making the investment of who they've got and grow that group rather than saying, well, I don't like these people, so I'm going to replace them. Because right now there isn't a replacement out there, is there?
Right. We are championing statewide initiatives that will, in fact, expand internships, expand incentives for colleges and universities to partner with businesses. We believe internships and job shadowing and apprenticeships are an important part of connecting students with career opportunities. And we are very much focused on new legislation that will provide incentives for both business and students to do this work. Now, this is a regional problem. It's a state problem, but it's also a national problem.
Yeah.
Some of the work we're doing in Virginia is cutting edge, and that is paving the way and best practices for connecting the education community to the business community and the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Okay. And I know this is not anything that you and I discussed, but how about the people who are coming out of prison, the people that were not guilty of anything that was necessarily very violent crime? Are we doing anything to get those individuals into the workforce? Because this may be the best opportunity they're going to have in a decade to get back in and establish and create a life for themselves.
Well, you make a really good point, and that is that with low unemployment, we can't allow anyone to be left behind. We need to look at people who are transitioning from whatever circumstance they're coming from into the workforce. I know in another program I've heard you mention, you'll talk about veterans. They're certainly one source. People that are coming out of prison that have paid their debt to society is another source. Another source that is not often spoken of, but is the disabled community. There's a number of organizations around the Commonwealth that are doing workforce training for disabled people that want to be in the workforce. And I think we can't leave anybody behind because we need a robust economy. And right now, it's only being held back by workforce. We need more jobs in each industry sector. One of the challenges that you hear, and I'm sure this is true in Colonial Heights, and John can chat about this if he'd like, is that we don't have enough electricians, we don't have enough plumbers, we don't have enough people who are willing to learn basic trade skills. And so it's not all high technology and healthcare, it's every industry sector, and we need to be thinking about programs that can promote more than college for all mentality, which often exists.
Yeah, I agree with you, Barry. We are partnering with our chamber into our technical schools, and we are able to talk to our kids and be able to guide them into the careers like the electrical field, the welders, and things like that. And we're able to help form those kids to become those that never go to college or are thinking about going to college instead of them going to, you know, be a server at a restaurant or something like that. And so they, you know, we're working hard to teach them that these careers are available to them.
Does that make sense, Bill? Because
yes.
We really have to recognize that about 30% of our population may have a four-year degree. We obviously want every citizen to be productive. Requiring more than a high school degree, though, is certainly an important step in the process. So we're encouraging partnerships with two-year institutions. In the Commonwealth of Virginia, we have 24 public two-year institutions. There are 30 private nonprofit universities in Virginia that you can take an 18-month program and become certified in a specific skill, very little debt, and come out and go to work in the stream of commerce and make an excellent living. So we're very excited about promoting alternatives for our students in high school and connecting them to workplace, yep, work-based learning opportunities.
Yeah, I do have a couple comments on that. One is, as a byproduct of the community college system, even though I've got several degrees, I started in the community college because that's all I could afford and I had to pay for my own school. So they're excellent. The two-year institutions in Virginia are excellent institutions, a great place to start. Number two is, we've been trying to work a relationship out with the Mike Rowe Foundation. Because I think Mike, you know, everybody out there is listening is familiar with Mike from his different shows,
right.
Dirty Jobs,
right.
Deadliest Catch. He is huge into this because I think this is a major trend that's going to take over for the remainder of this decade. And the next one is going to be on technical skills, because you're right. We don't have enough plumbers. We don't have enough electricians. I mean, if you're a plumber and you're halfway decent, you're willing to work a 50-hour week, you're pulling down six digits.
One of the challenges we found in our survey back in 2017 is there is a regional disparity as to why young people in high school either do or don't pursue trade positions. For example, in the urban settings of the Commonwealth, there's a mentality that all students must go to college. There's a focus on college for all, and therefore they don't look at trades as an alternative. In the rural parts of the Commonwealth, there was more of a focus in a lack of awareness of what training opportunities exist and what job opportunities exist. So there is some stigma still about not going to college, but more and more, with the average student in America having $28,000 in debt as they leave the four institutions, alternative forms of education are being considered. We at the Chamber want to partner with our local chambers to promote this new mindset, which is all jobs are important, all jobs have dignity, and with a two-year certification in a specific area of expertise, you can make a fantastic living and actually stay in the community that you'd like to stay in. So economic freedom is a result of education. If you want to get a great job, you get a great education, and people are where they are because of what's gone in their mind. And if they want to change where they are and change what they do, they change what goes into their mind. Education is the transformational power for people. And it doesn't all have to be four-year degrees and advanced degrees.
Oh, absolutely. And I really think that this whole trade idea, that maybe that's something that we could all do together and push on a lot more. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like, but that's the fun about what we're doing right now as partners in this alliance we're building around business, is that let's go after it and we'll figure it out as we're doing it.
There's some great models out there. Yeah. We held a conference last year, and our next conference on this is going to be October 8th, and we'll be glad to send you some promotional materials on it. I know in Northern Virginia, Lockheed Martin, for example, has got a great student program, and they are connecting students to their facilities. If you look at the leadership at Newport News Shipbuilding, they have an apprentice school that turns 100 years old this year, and they actually are farming their own people, growing their own talent, and bringing them in to the shipyard. So you do have a few best practices, Bill, that demonstrate how to do it right, and yeah. I think we could replicate that in other industries. And I think for us at the Chamber, we want to work with the associations in each industry sector to make sure we are promoting their skill sets and working to advance them. Now, the General Assembly has put money into cyber technology. There is money for universities in that regard, and there's money for students in that regard. So there are some high-tech demand fields, and we're seeing that both healthcare and technology are the fastest-growing areas. But again, you don't need a four-year degree. You can have a two-year degree from a community college or a private institution and get out of those institutions with certifications making $50,000 to $80,000 a year. So I hope your listeners, whether they directly want to take advantage of it or they're parents of young people that want to take advantage of it, consider talking to a private school, talking to a community college about what the growth industries are, and they would be pleased to know that with a little bit of training, they can transform their lives and they can help the business community meet its growing demand for workers.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barry. And in the last couple of seconds here, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, we have a website, vachamber.com, and they can navigate to me and email or phone call or look at our events coming up in the fall. But we appreciate the opportunity to speak to your listeners, partner with our local chambers, help grow local chambers because they're the voice of business in the region, and the state chamber is the voice of business in the Commonwealth. Thanks for having us on today.
Thank you, Barry, and we'll be talking to you in a couple weeks, and we'll be back.
Great.